Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says Maine could set a record for voter turnout this year. Officials were projecting 65% to 70% turnout, and with nearly 250,000 absentee ballots processed already, Dunlap says clerks are doing a good job keeping up. Turnout has been reported as steady and in some cases very heavy with long lines. As Susan Sharon reports, voters have different reasons for wanting to be heard.
For first-time voter Melanda Wamalanda of Lewiston, participating in this election left him nothing short of ecstatic. He was snapping photos of himself even before he left his polling place. Outside, he said he had one candidate on his mind when he filled out his ballot.
Today, I vote for Hillary Clinton because I support women and I love them.
Originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Wamalanda says he loves Clinton's plan to make public university and college tuition-free. His friend, Faria Muhammad, also voted for Clinton. She says she couldn't support Donald Trump for a list of reasons.
Mostly it's the immigration, anti-immigration rant, anti-Muslim rant, anti-woman rant, everything about him I don't like. I would be very scared to have a president like him that hates people so much, with so much hate in him. I would be scared to live in a country like that.
But across the river in Auburn, Keith Smith said he was voting for one reason only. He doesn't want Hillary Clinton to win.
It's a really poor example for our up-and-coming people. All the, you know, lying and stuff is bad. That's really bad. I'm not saying that Donald Trump's the best person in the world, but Hillary's probably the worst.
In addition to the presidential contest, Maine voters had two congressional candidates and five ballot measures to consider, including taxing and regulating recreational marijuana, requiring a background check for most gun sales, and raising the minimum wage. Smith says he voted against all of them except one. He supports raising the minimum wage. He understands, he says, that people can't live on $7.50 an hour anymore. Jack Uminski of Falmouth says he voted against everything on the ballot. He says he resents deciding policy matters by referendum.
Well, you know, I don't like this idea of these things. I mean, you know, the people got to vote. The people got to, you know, got a voice. No, that's what we elect the legislators for. If we don't like our legislators, vote them out. Okay, this is how we got this gay marriage thing. Okay, I didn't agree with that, and all of a sudden now it's the law.
And then there's Janet Scala, also a Falmouth resident, who says she voted for all of the ballot measures.
The only one that I have questions about is question number one, with the marijuana, because I think we're sort of putting the cart before the horse, that we haven't figured out all the issues that may arise from that before we've said, let's try it.
But Scala says she ultimately decided to put her trust in the Maine legislature to work things out. Working things out is a big theme for voters on both sides of the aisle and of all backgrounds. Many people we spoke to said they're tired of the name-calling and the acrimony. They want to see their leaders figure out a way to work together, or, at the very least, says Wendell Case of Freeport, to show some restraint.
I hope the outcome, no matter who wins, is that we can figure out some kind of self-control and not be so divisive.
And there is one other thing upon which they all agree. They just want this election to be over. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.